The second day of the blessed month of Bashans, the departure of the righteous Job. On this day, the righteous Job departed. He was a righteous man in his generation and upright in his time, as the Bible testified about him in Job 1, verse 8. There is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. The devil envied Job and asked God to allow him to harm Job and destroy his wealth. God allowed that because of his foreknowledge of the patience and perseverance of Job, knowing that he would be an example and model for those who came after him. As the Bible states in James 5, verse 11, "You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord. In one day, Job lost his sons and daughters, his cattle, and all his wealth. In addition, the evil one also struck his body with a leprosy from his head to his feet. In all of this, Job offered thanksgiving and praise to God, and never murmured or grumbled against his Creator. All what he said was, as told in Job 3, verse 3, 'May the day perish on which I was born.' He said also about the loss of his children, 'The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.' And also, as it's told in Job 1, verse 22, 'In all this, Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong.' The thing that hurt Job the most was the harsh words of his wife and his friends. His wife urged him to blaspheme, but Job refused and rebuked her, saying, 'You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?' In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Job remained sick for 30 years until he was purified as gold is purified with fire. At last the Lord spoke to him from the clouds and healed him from his sickness and doubled the wealth he had and gave him other sons and daughters. He lived to a good old age and departed in peace. May his prayers be with us. Amen." Also on this day, St. Tadros, or Theodore, the disciple of St. Pachomius, the father of the spiritual monastic communal life, or cenobitic system, departed. He became a monk at a young age under the guidance of Anba Pachomius and showed great asceticism with extraordinary obedience, so that St. Pachomius loved him and he delegated him to preach to the brethren. When St. Pachomius departed, St. Tadros replaced him. He was a good example in meekness and patience. When he completed his course and finished his strife, he departed to the Lord, whom he loved. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, St. Philotheos was martyred. He was from the people of Doronca in the province of Esiut. He was tortured, but did not deny his faith. And finally, he received the crown of martyrdom in the year 1096, Year of the Martyrs. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.